Okay, so we're going to begin with a quick chazara of Los Achmod. Unless anybody has any strong objections, except for Isaac. But basically, we've been surveying the sugya of Los Achmod, and we saw there are two general approaches in the Rishonim. First approach is to assume that Los Achmod is really a tolda of the Yisur Gezel, and the marker for that seems to be the Mechilta. Because the Havamina is that you would have thought that you violate Los Achmod just with an Yisur Machshava, and the Maskana seems to be that you only violate Los Achmod once you do a Maisa. So he pointed out that Rabbi Yosef Bechor Shor, so he has a different understanding of the whole Mechilta. And he says, this is Lashon, Im gamar adam l'chaveiro l'haftir b'chaveiro o yidei tachanunim, o yidei rivoi reyim, o yidei emaso, kedei shiyimkar lo chepto, shalo bertzono, miyad over love, below tisave. So that means the moment you decide, Im gamar adam l'chaveiro, the moment you decide and begin to try to persuade your friend to sell you something, so then you violate losis ave. Hotzi chemdaso bepiv, overblow sachmod. But once you articulate that and you give voice to that thought, so then you violate losachmod. So according to Rabbi Yosef Bechor Shor, the chilek between losis ave and losachmod is whether you just had the machshava, that's losis ave, or whether you actually acted upon it and then you violate losachmod. The Netziv on the Mechilta also has a bit of a variation of this understanding, and he says that you violate the Isra, I believe, of Losachmod once you're Mishtadel Lahasigo. I mean, it's not so much contingent on Adjiyasa Maisa Velokach Esachefetz Befoel, it's contingent on the Hishtadlus. Once you actually start the planning and start getting into it and start conniving how you're going to get to it or start actually trying, so then you violate Losachmod. So if you take these two approaches within the Mechilta, then you have no hechrech to say that it's an Isser Gezel and it's really an Isser Maisa. But it's the attempt. Just two different perspectives on what the attempt actually is.
The same
thing, or yeah, they're a little different. Rabbi Yosef Harshar is saying it's totally on articulating it.
The Ishtadlus is only Dibur.
No, Ishtadlus might be, I mean, last week we were talking about like a scenario where you're like dodging bullets to try to get it, and then at the very end, like, you don't make it. So clearly there's a shtadlus. As Rabbi Yosef Bechor Shor would say that, no, that's... I mean, he would say... I don't know, what did Rabbi Yosef Bechor Shor say in a case where you didn't say anything?
Right.
Right, you just acted on it.
Just
I don't know. But I'm saying, I think they're definitely different shitos. Right? You're saying that maybe Dibor is a kind of shtadlus. I would assume that it's not. I would assume that shtadlus means actually, you know, doing something semi-intelligent about getting it. Not just saying, oh, everybody, I have this great idea, I'm going to steal the Dibur's motion. That's what I would say. So he pointed out that even within the Rishonim, who count Los Tisave and Los Sigzal as two separate, or as one Lav, so we saw that there is a difference in what weight they give to Los Tisave versus Los Achmod. So the Ireim, for example, counted all this under Isurei Mamon, and I think the Amud HaRevi'i, under the section of Isur Matlim Bim Mamon Shalokach Mechavero. Right, so even though he counts Los Hisava and Los Achmod together, the balance is clearly in favor of Los Achmod, which is closer to an Isser Gezel and closer to an Isser Maisa. The Smach counts it on Yom Rishon, which is Mitzvah Satlios Belev. And he says that even though the Mechilta paskins that you need a Maisa, that's only Ligomer Halav. But the Tchilas Isser, at least there is some sort of Aveh already in just the Machshava. So the smach, both in putting it in Mrs. Tlius Belev and in emphasizing the Machshava in the Mechilta, clearly is in favor of the Los Hisava and the Machshava component of the Yisr. So those are just two extremes in the Rishonim who count Los Hisava and Los Achmod as one mitzvah. The reason why we came across this is because the Gemara in the Chayim Beis and Bam Mitzia towards the bottom, talking of Chashir Amona, Lo Chashir Ashvua, so the Gemara says that in a case of in the case of a kofar bepikadon, right, so you deny that you have the person's object. The Gemara wants to know, why are you neman to take a shvua? Right? You're chashed for taking the object, so why do we allow you to take a shvua? So the Gemara says, Hasam nami morev amar dami kayehivnale. The person justifies it himself by saying, I'm going to pay for the object. So he took the object, but he's going to compensate the owner. So I'm going to have Difti, the Rabbina, Vaka Avra Alav, Los Achmod. Right, aren't you violating Los Achmod? So the Gemara answers, Los Achmod, the Inchi Bo Domi Mashmod. Right, losachmud, people assume that losachmud is dafka when you don't reimburse him. So when we're dealing with this gemara, we raise two questions. What's the hagdara of the isra of losachmud? Right? Is the gemara saying now, l'maskana, that ein achanami yivayle losachmud, even b'diyahiv dami? It's just that people assume that you don't. There's the Gemara saying a hagdara in los achmod, that the isra of los achmod is only when you don't compensate him. That's the way we explain this in Shir. These are two deos on how los achmod relates to the isra of los sigzel. Los sigzel is clear that you need a maisig zela without compensation. Otherwise, there's no net zela. The shaila is, do we say that los achmod, just like gezel, needs to be an isra mamon or a gezel mamon where there's no reimbursement? Or do you say that you could violate los achmod even when you reimburse him? So those 2 days is how you can understand the Gemara, the Maskana. Are we saying that Dafka people assume that you don't violate Los Achmod when you don't reimburse him, but Mikra Din, you do violate it? Or do we say that people are right in their understanding of Los Achmod, that there only is an Isra Los Achmod without reimbursement? So Tosas on our Sugya assumes Kidam Rienshi. Right? The way people assume Los Achmod is how it actually is. One second. So Tos says, well, why don't you look maybe lav the Los Sigzon? Tos says, okma v'shtei lav. I mean, it really is the tolda of Gezlan, just there are two lav when you violate it. We pointed out that the Rambam clearly, and Tosas in Sanhedrin, Chachamim Beis, they disagree with this. They assume that you violate the Isra of Los Achmod even when you're Yavdami, even when you're good reimbursement. So the way we explain this is like this. Tos and Bava Metzia assumes that Los Achmod is an Isra Gezel. So in Mela, you're only going to violate Los Achmod if you don't reimburse him. But the Rambam has a different understanding of Los Achmod. The Rambam thinks it's really an Isser Machshava about coveting something that's not yours. It's a quasi Hilchos Deos Isser. So according to the Rambam, even if you're reimbursing him, so the Chimud was still there. Right? So according to the Rambam, Lav Dafka, that there's any association between Los Achmod, or there's no strong association between Los Achmod and Los Sigzel. This is highly accentuated by the Rambam's problematic psak. The Rambam says you don't violate Los Achmod like the Mechilta says, Achi Yase Bo Maisa. Then the Rambam turns around a second later and says you don't get Malkus because the Lav Shein Bo Maisa. Vein Lokan Alav Zef Ne Shein Bo Maisa, Vein Over Belav Zef Achi Yikach HaChepetz Shechomad. And he quotes the Mechilta. So how could the Rambam pass in the Lav Shein Bo Maisa and yet say that you don't violate it until you get the Maisa? So what do you think? How could the Rambam pass in that? Two assumptions in the Rambam. Right? I mean, what are the two assumptions in the Rambam? Avinam. Assumption number two. In terms of what? What do we have to classify to figure this out? You come across the Rambam. The Rambam says, you don't violate until you do a Maisa, but it's Lav Shein Bo Maisa. So are you the writer and you say, ah, in l'chakem agdol mizur, you say, I understand the Rambam.
Why are you fine for
Los Achmod? Okay, so one of them is a shayla in just the hagdara of Los Achmod. Right? Is Los Achmod fundamentally an Isser Maisa, or is it fundamentally an Isser Machshava? Okay, but is that sufficient to explain this psak of the Rambam? Kevin, is it sufficient?
No.
Why not? Telling on something else, right? Especially with Pesach around the corner.
Is
there Karis?
Why are you on the
Yeah.
Why are you on the Mate? Why?
Because Pesach and you are only three assay that have an Israel Karis.
That's really wonderful. It happens to be, but.
The question is what is the Hagdara of Machshava?
Well, okay, but those are mitzvahs aseh sheish ben karis. It has to do with the malchus and the lav
shein.
Yeah, it's true. That is something that's unique about Pesach. But that's not what I'm looking for. Victor,
yeah.
What's the second assumption here?
Just because you do a maisa doesn't mean that it's a mitzvah
maisa? Oh, that's assumption of the Rambam or assumption of the Ravid?
Well, it depends on how you phrase it.
So the way you phrase it is the assumption of the Ravid.
So then, what I meant to say was, assumption of the Rebbe is that even though you do assumption of the Rebbe is that just because no, assumption of the Rebbe is just because you do a Maisa, there's not necessarily a Mitzvah
to
live a ma'isa. Or it doesn't mean that.
Well, the Rambam says you're doing a ma'isa, but it's lav she'eish ma'isa.
Right.
And the Ravid says, what do you then? It's a lav she'eish ma'isa.
So the assumption is that if there's a ma'isa, it's a
lav she'eish
ma'isa.
It's
a lav she'eish ma'isa. No,
ma'isa doesn't need to be a din of
ma'isa. Ma'isa doesn't need to be a din of ma'isa.
Right.
That I'll ilan shehu ilan and I'll eat shehu eat.
It's como korech ba'avir.
We can turn this into that Bible class with the throwing the quote. So the second assumption of the Rambam is clearly that even though you're violating it via a ma'isa, the mode of violation is through a ma'isa, the lav itself doesn't become a lav she'yesh b'ma'isa. Because the Rambam says you don't violate l'sach min ad she'yaseh b'ma'isa, but yet that doesn't qualify al pi din fundamentally as a lav she'yesh b'ma'isa. And the Ravid's masig. And the Ravid can either be arguing on one of two things. Either the Ravid's arguing about the interpretation of Losachmod and saying, Ram, you got it wrong. Losachmod fundamentally is an Isser Maisa. And the Mela to Lav Sheesh Maisa. Or the Ravid could be agreeing to the Rambam and saying, you're right, Rambam, that it's a La B'machshava, it's a Hilchos Deus issue. But even when you violate, even when you have a Lav Sheim B'Maisa that's violated through a Maisa, you still get Malkus.
Or if here, Maisa is still part of the definition.
Oh, so I like what you're saying. It is more teeth than that. So we have to. So the only way to really knock this down is to compare this to the how to be shown in Paskin in other cases, where you have a lav sheyesh bo ma'isa or a lav she'ein bo ma'isa. That's either a lav sheyesh bo ma'isa that you violate throughout without doing a ma'isa, and a lav she'ein bo ma'isa that you violate through a ma'isa. So this is the analogy to Pesach. What's the analogy to Pesach? Other than Dom Malach v'Demaya Chayiv v'Shnei Damim of Misasei Sheish Bam Kares Vigro.
Can you be over by Rabbi
Matze? Can you be over by Rabbi Matze?
You get Malkus. But
can you be over from the assay? You get Malkus. No, so you could definitely buy.
You need to be okay. Normally, by Rabbi Matze is the last name of Maisa.
Normally, by Rabbi Matze is the last name of
Maisa. If Bilas don't come in, then you're in trouble. Right, there's no ma'isa bilas. Rambam says if you make chametz on Pesach or you buy chametz on Pesach, you would get malchus. The Ravid there,
the Mishnah says that. I mean, Ravid there is pretty happy. I mean, he's unhappy for other reasons, but he's not unhappy for these reasons. So the Rambam in Chametz Mata Perak Aleph Halacha Gimel says the following: Eino loke mishum lo yirav lo yimatza ela im kein kana chametz on Pesach o chimtzo. If I violate Bayra Bayimatze B'sheval Taisa, so there's no Malkus. There's no Maisa. Shavei lo asa bo Maisa. But if I violate V'kumbase, there's Kone Chametz HaPesach or Chimtzo. Either I mamish made the Chametz or I bought it. Or I mamish bought it. Either way. So you get Malkus. So what do you see from this Rambam? You see from this Rambam, the Pashtus, that what matters is the mode of confrontation. Maybe.
What else? Isn't this
awesome? Well, but then this is associated with what we said in the Rambam in Los Achmon, no?
This is Chayav Karis.
No, but here this is not Chayav Karis. If you eat, if you... By Rabbi Motte, it's not Chayav. Karm Pesach is the essay, Bitl Asay Sheish Bo Karis. So again, so the Rambam is saying in Hilchos, Gezela, that where the way we explained it is that Los Sachmor is fundamentally an Isra Machshava. So even when you go ahead and violate Ayidei Maisa, it's still a Lav She'im Bo Maisa and there's no Malkus. Here the Rambam is saying that the default is that you violate Bayi Rabbi Matze B'Shev Al Taisa and there's no Malkus. But if you do it Ayidei Maisa, so then you get Malkus. Isn't this against what we just said?
Wouldn't that be at all parallel because this isn't a Lav in Machshava?
Well, okay, forget about Machshava though. I just want to know, is this a lav sheish b'maisa, lav she'im b'maisa? So Bayi Rabbi Matze is a lav she'im b'maisa. I violate it with
a ma'isa. If you violate a lav sheish b'maisa without a ma'isa, then would you get malchus?
You violate a lav she'im, maybe. That's what I would say is the kamash malan from the Rambam in Hilchos Chametz Matzah.
Well, how?
That's the opposite, is it?
He's saying if I violate a lav she ain't bo maisa, I
did maisa. If you violate a lav she yesh bo maisa, he's saying out of maisa.
B'shev al taisa.
Exactly.
How would that happen?
He's saying violate maisa, it's violate maisa,
because there's no maisa.
No,
there's
no
lav she yesh bo
maisa, that's because out of maisa.
He's saying lav she, if you're saying
violate by maisa, you don't destroy this stuff in your house. Right? So if you say,
so
you don't get malchus.
But if you buy it, there's a lav she yesh bo maisa.
So he's saying, let's say I have a lav she yesh bo maisa, that I violate shlo,
you
did maisa.
I
have a lav sheyesh b'maisa.
It's a
maisa
of owning.
It's a maisa of owning. It's not totally bizarre.
It's not a
maisa
of owning it. What? It's not a maisa of owning it. My maisa is doing an action.
Right. No. What I'm saying is that it's not. You can't compare that to an isra machshava. It's not a helchos. It's not like don't helchos deos. Don't have it.
It's a passive action.
It's passive. But you buy a passive. It doesn't make it an isra machshava that will say, oh, if you do a maisa, you need a maisa. That it's only if you. Only if you do the maisa you'll violate if not. I mean, I wouldn't compare Bayer Bayer Matzeh to...
Why not compare it?
Explain. Because Osachon is a machshava.
He's
saying it Bayer Bayer
Matzeh, you could just have not
bought it. No, but I don't care about machshava per se. I care whether it's a lav sheyesh
b'maisa. No, he's saying that machshava is distinct from actual thing.
So maybe machshava is like mufka from a maisa.
It's not just machshava. It's here you're either over or not over the machshava.
You're saying that Bayra, Bayra Matzeh itself is more fluid. It could go either way.
Yeah.
So I could violate a Derech Maisa, or I could violate a B'Shev Al Taisa. Whereas Losach mode, even though the Maisa is necessary for the Isser, that's not the definition of the Isser.
Or even to get out of the Isser Bayra, Bayra Matzeh, you need a Maisa. To get out of the Isser Bayra of Losach mode, you need a non-Maisa.
I don't know if we care about how you get out of it.
You could say something about it.
So, yo, what do you want to say?
It's probably what you're saying. I don't mean, when you do by Maisa, the fact is when you do the Maisa, you're being over the law. By Losach mode, you're not being over the law when you do the Maisa. The
right, that's right. That's very similar to us. Let me just round it out by bringing in two more Rambams. So the Rambam in Avodah Zarah, Perek Yud Beis Halacha Zayin. I think we said we were going to discuss that. I'm just filling this in for a little bit. So the Rambam in Perek Yud Beis Halacha Zayin says, Rambam's talking about the Isra of Hashchasa Sazokin, and the issue of losakif. What you're not allowed to shave on your head. Psalm says, Ve'inu chai v'atshe galchenu b'tear, b'tar, not the razor. Sh'nemar lo tashkes es ba'asik necha, giluach sheyesh ba'ashchasa. Lepichach im galach, zikno b'misparayim pater. And the Ram says, Ve'in ha'miskaleach loke ad sheyisayeya. So someone is getting a haircut, let's say, from a non-Jew, who's, let's say, shaving you with a razor. So Ram says, normally you don't get malchus. Because halav shem b'maisa when he's doing it to you. But if you're misayeya, then you get malchus. Because then it's considered lav sheyesh b'maisa.
Usually there's a concept of lav shem b'maisa, but there's no actually chalus concept of a lav sheyesh b'maisa. So either it's a lav shem b'maisa, and no maisa applies, the maisa is completely irrelevant. And then you have other things. If you're passive, you're not. You won't get malchus. If you're active, you will get malchus.
Possible. I'm saying that the Ram here seems to say that it's a lav. This seems to be a lav that's vi. I don't know. Is the iser of giluach with a tar?
Why
does
the
giluach
be a lav she'in bo maisa? Inherently, I would think that actually
depends who does it.
No, but then you're doing your maisa for sure.
Obviously, why are you saying
that's lav she'ish bo maisa?
Ever over and not kai machum there?
Yeah, somebody else is shaving and you're sitting there quiet.
I'm saying it's the opposite.
You're not high for that.
Ram says you are.
No.
So I don't know if the Ram defines this as a lav sheyesh b'maisa or lav shein b'maisa. But the Ram I'm saying that is totally on whether you're a misayeya.
No, it has to be a lav sheyesh b'maisa because you give malchus. If it's a lav shein b'maisa, then you wouldn't give malchus ever.
Is that true? Maybe let's say lav shein bo maisa. I don't know. The Torah is not like divided into categories of lav shein bo maisa and lav shein bo maisa.
No, I'm saying if any time you ever over this lav it's nechshav lav shein bo maisa, that's lav shein bo maisa.
Yeah.
That's
not what Darm said. Konach hametz pesach. And
you're
I could violate b'shev al taisa.
You're not there against time that either that's a lav.
Also,
that when you do it bo maisa, it's either not it's not bo maisa. It's not lav shein bo maisa.
You're not violating.
Not b'maisa.
You are
over
the law.
Same thing by Bayer Matzeh.
Exactly.
No, it's not the same. Well,
yeah.
It's
these two contradictions.
There's two lavin by.
No, these two.
Lavin, not
good. Lavin, not
good. Lavin, not good. Lavin, not good. Lavin, not good. Lavin, not good.
I don't think they're against it.
So maybe you're Messiah after here.
You're being part of Messiah.
Maybe this would be like that. Maybe that'd be a good nachmina for like our Messiah discussion from last week. Like if Messiah is mitzuref to the Maisa Avera, then you can mitzuref to the.
You don't need to be
over
the lav of.
Let me just show you. Let me just one other Rambam.
But if you're a Messiah, then you're
a Chai.
There's a lot of people might say that you're
a Chai
Malkus for
when you do
Maisa.
Yeah, this is just to keep you awake. That's where we come on.
Alternatively, you can just say that there's no such kind of lav sheish for Maisa, or you just have lav sheim for Maisa, and then you just lavin. Sometimes it's Maisa, sometimes don't.
So that one in Parakid Gimel of Hilchos Skiras Halacha Beis. Says there's an Isser of Losachsum. Right? Losachsum Sharbadisha. You're not allowed to muzzle your ox while it's treading. Right? So that generally is a lav sheish b'maisa. That generally is a lav sheish b'maisa. Right? Because you're treading it is a maisa. Right? And you're muzzling it while you're treading it. Okay? So if it pashes, that's a lav sheish b'maisa. So machlokes in the Gemara, let's say you do chasima b'kol. Right? So every time the animal is, you don't muzzle it, so you're not. Whatever. But every time it's about to bend down and eat, so you like snap at it or you scream at it. You say stop, whatever, and it stops. So do you violate los? So do you get malchus for losachsum b'dibur? Right? Is dibur considered a maisa or not? That's the Gemara quotes machlokas Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish. Right? Do you say b'dibur of a maisa or do you say that kol ein bo maisa? So is dibur considered a maisa? So the Rambam in Yud Gimel Beis of Hilchos Chiras Paskins that you get Malkus for Chasima Bikol. Kol amoneh abehema milacho b'shas milachta lokesh nemer losachsum shor b'disho echad shor v'echad kol mini behema fine echad achosem osa b'shas milacha echad achosem osa mikodem v'asa milacha v'chasuma afilu bikol afilu chasma bikol lokesh. Ram says, even if you do chasima b'kol, you get malchus. So Ram here seems to paskin that dibur is considered a maisa. Because right? Gemara says, this shayla is tali on dibur ose maisa, whether dibur is a maisa. Ram paskins that if you're chosim b'kol, you get malchus. Clearly, Ram thinks that a dibur is kemaisa. The problem is that the Rambam in Perakit Ches of Hilchos Sanhedrin, so the Rambam says mefurish, you get malchus for every lav she'esh b'maisa. There's no malchus for a lav she'ein b'maisa. Chutz migimel dvarim. There are three exceptions to the rule where you get malchus for a lav she'ein bo ma'isa. Nishba, somebody takes a shvua sheker. Meimir, somebody who violates temura. And somebody who's mekala. Like mekala is chaver b'shem. Curse your friend. So all those three are lav she'ein bo ma'isa. And afa pichein, you get malchus. Ask the Magid Mishnah. The Rambam seems to paskin that dibor is kemaisa.
Wait, he says you get malchus by...
by Nishba, Meimir, Makala,
so
Hashem.
Even
though it's Lav She'ein Bo Ma'isa.
So you should have counted that as a fourth exception of Lav She'ein Bo Ma'isa.
No. He should have said that those are Lav and She'ein Bo Ma'isa.
Alternatively, okay, fine.
No, because Ram, the Gemara says that Chasima B'Kol is totally on holding that Dibor is a Ma'isa. Ram says you get Malkus for Chasima B'Kol, so it's passing Kol. So why is Ram say that Nishba, Meimir, Makala, Chaver, B'Shem, which are all Lav and B'Dibor, why does he say they're exceptions to the rule of Lav she'ein bo ma'isa ein lokin? Ram should have said that dibur lav in ma'isa, and dibur is considered a ma'isa. That's the question of the Magid Mishnah in Hilchos Chiras.
Interesting. Kol is forcing a ma'isa as opposed to just a kol hanging in the air.
So the Magid Mishnah gives this very problematic answer, actually. And the Magid Mishnah says that it's only when you're able to do the lav via a maisa, look as can say, only or even, as long as. I'll tell you in a second. I'm sorry, the Magid Mishnah says follows. So I would have suggested shekol lav she'i efshar bo ma'isa ela dibur she'ina dibur kari ma'isa. if it's a lav that can't be violated through a maisa, so then the dibur is not considered a maisa. Aval chasima kiven sheyeshna b'maisa gamur afa chasima b'kol hid kimaisa. So Magen Mishnah says that since you could violate lo sachsom shor b'disho through a maisa, so therefore when you do it for dibur, it's considered kimaisa. But in a stam aveira that can't be violated al yidei maisa, so in the dibur itself is not considered kimaisa. Very peculiar. So a lot of Achronim take this Magen Mishnah to mean that according to the Rambam, it doesn't mean that a dibur is kemaisa in a case when you could generally violate the law of derech maisa. They think it means that whenever it could be violated al yidei maisa, then you always get malchus because it's always considered a law of sheyesh bo maisa. Here. Usher, you here? So they think, this is clearly against what Yosef is saying, they think that it means that a hagdara of a lav sheyesh bo maisa really is that it's violatable al yidei maisa. And then you don't really need a maisa in actually implementing. It's already considered lav sheyesh bo maisa. So, what? It's not clear if he's saying that dibur now is considered, like this kind of a lav is borderline, so dibur could push it over and make it now kemaisa. Right? That's it's a strange hagdara.
What's
the
Zachary?
What? Yeah, you think it's strange.
But the whole Chornish way is more long, it makes more sense.
What?
The Chornish way is more streamlined, it makes
Yeah, sense. It's more streamlined, but it's a little more problematic, especially the Rambam Kona Chametz HaPesach. There it's clearly violatable Al Yidei Maisa, but the Rambam Mefur says that if you violate it B'Shev Al Tais, you don't get Malkus.
Well, they say violatable or like generally violated for Maisa?
You
know,
if you say Dibur is not
Chronish,
that means Dibur is
Shev Al Tasa. Yeah, Chronish. So the Note of Yehuda says, the Note of Yehuda says this pshat that the Magen Mishnah means it's a Miktsas Maisa plus Efshar Al Yidei Maisa.
What?
No, that you get Malkus if it's Efshar Al Yidei Maisa and you violate it through a Maisa. But if it's not Efshar Al Yidei Maisa, it's Efshar Yidei Maisa, but you violate it through Dibur. Then it's considered Maisa. That's what Noda Yehuda explains.
That's this way, what you're saying now?
Yeah. That Dibur is considered Maisa when the Lav in general is violatable Al Yidei Maisa.
Wait, what? The Dibur is a Maisa or not?
Dibur is considered a Maisa only when the Lav itself is Nitan to be violated through a Maisa.
Yes, that's not the first answer.
Right. Okay. I don't know which one was the first there. I think
the first
way
was
the second
way.
Very good.
This is the dibur becomes maisa way, not the
right. The dibur is considered a maisa when it's correct.
Is even by not
maisa. But the Aruch Lanier is a whole different approach, and the Aruch Lanier says that it depends really on how the Torah formulates the avera. So this is much closer to what we were saying. So he says by lo sachsom, so the Torah formulates the lav as a lav of maisa. Lo sachsom shor b'disho. Don't muzzle it while it's treading. So since the Torah formulates it as lav sheyesh b'maisa, then al-pi din is defined as lav sheyesh b'maisa. So therefore, even when you violated shelo al yidei maisa, you're going to get malchus. Right? So he's not saying it's talion that the dibur now is considered a maisa when it's violatable through an action. He's saying it depends fundamentally how the Torah decides to define this lav.
Is it third No, you can do it through maisa.
It's like a sif katan of the. This is the no. This is the arachaner. The makos. So the approach that we were suggesting in shir, right, is assuming, not necessarily based off the way the Torah formulates it. Although in this case it might be the way the Torah formulates it, but that since fundamentally al pi din, right, lo sachmod, is a lav sheim bo maisa, because it doesn't depend bichlal on the maisa that you do. Fundamentally, the nature of the lav is nisra machshava. So mela, even if you violate the maisa, we're not going to consider lav sheyesh bo maisa. I've said to my father in another context, he has this whole approach to Vayera b'Imatze, that it's a lav sheyein bo maisa that really is like a borderline lav sheyesh bo maisa. It's like an isser of l'kayim chametz b'Pesach. Rambam in Sefer Mitzvos, he formulates by Yerah by Matzah, Yisro L'kayim Chametz HaPesach. And therefore, it's not fundamentally Lav She'esh Bo Ma'isa, it's not fundamentally Lav She'ein Bo Ma'isa. It might depend on the mode of violation, whether it's going to be defined in this instant as a fundamentally Lav She'esh Bo Ma'isa. But since the Ba'i Rabbi Matzah is not a Pidin, a Lav She'ein Bo Ma'isa, it's Nisr Kiyum Chametz HaPesach. The presence of the Chametz is like a powerful presence that has to be destroyed, so maybe you'll say that it's Nitan Lavor B'Ma'isa. So Los Achmod is pretty clear. Los Achmod, we're saying that Apidin, it's all Tali B'Machshava. That's the whole thrust of the Isser. So in that case, we don't care about the mode of violation.
You still have to say that by Rapport line.
Yeah. You have to say, in order to say that, you have to say that by Rabbi Matzah is not fundamentally, right, just about not having Chametz in Yerushos. You have to say that. Even though that's how it manifests itself, fundamentally it's about being Mekayim Chametz in Yerushos.
Still, you should get Machos.
So you have to say, that's something you have to say, it's borderline. Mekayim is still, could go in either direction.
So it's Mekayim that if you do the Maisa, you're...
It's an active violation. In this case, it's considered actively being Mekayim Chametz.
Is there anything else that parallel to that?
I have to think.
Wait, so the Rambam by Los Achmod is the parallel opposite of the Rambam by Los Achson?
What?
Rambam by Los Achmod is the parallel opposite of the one by Los Achson?
Of Chametz?
No, of
Losachmod. Rambam Losachmod is?
That's fundamentally Machshava, so even if you do a Maisa, you won't be Makas. So
right.
Losachmod
is fundamentally Maisa, so even if you do Machshava. So Losachmod is fundamentally Maisa. So even when you do Ayidei Dibor, it's considered. Right, that's a good way of putting it. That's a good way of putting it. Fundamentally, that's a Lav Sheish for Maisa.
That's what we're doing now,
The Orach Laner has the idea that it depends on how the Torah formulates it. Right. And we were saying something very similar for Losachmod. It depends on the nature of the Issa. What? Losachim Shavadisha? Oh, by Losakif?
Yeah.
I think Losakif, no?
Mm-hmm.
Loshan Torah by Isser Tar?
Losakif, yeah.
That sounds like a Maisa.
So maybe there you could be Messiah.
No, but there's
two Lashons.
Don't
get it done.
Right.
The two
Lashons.
So you should have Alas if you don't.
If someone else is doing it to you, and you're Messiah.
If you're not Messiah.
So you consider. You only get Malkus if you are Messiah.
Why?
You
should get Malkus if you're not Messiah.
No, because that's what we're saying. That's passive.
Why? But the Torah is Lashon.
Somebody can't do it to you.
The Torah is Lashon is one of. Maisa.
But they're two separate Lavin.
The Joshua, we know Malkus.
So, of the Lav that sounds like an action, you should get Malkus if you do it passively.
I'll have to mine in that. And that's okay. Figure it out. Maybe later, like 12 o'clock, or like 1 o'clock, we'll have that. Good, so this is Machlugas Ram and Ravid, whether we define Los Achmod as a Lav She'esh B'Maisa or a Lav She'ein B'Maisa. So which point is the Ravid arguing on? Is the Ravid saying that is Ravid saying a Chiddush in Los Achmod? That Los Achmod al Pi Din is a Lav She'esh B'Maisa, meaning it's Nisr Gezel? Or is the Ravid saying, even in a Lav She'ein Bo Ma'isa, when you violate it through a Ma'isa, then you're going to get Malkus. Which one's the Ravid saying? Gavi.
Sounds like
Gezel. Why does it sound that way?
Ravid?
Yeah.
Well, instead of kind of Malkus, the other reason, yeah, it's the reason why you don't get Malkus is because
needs something.
Good. Right? Because the Ravid himself, there's a lot of evidence in the Ravid that he really associates all these halachos with the Nisr Gezel. So here we have just the Machlokes, so seems to be Machlokes Ram Ravid. Whether Los Achmod is a lav that's nitan leishavon, is it nitak lase? So the Ravid says it's nitak lase of hashava, and the Rambam seems to say not. So the way we explain this is again, according to the Ravid, it must be that this is a quasi yisur gezel. That's why it's a lav sheyesh bo ma'isa. And he also learns out the halach from gezel of chiv hashava. You have to return it. Whereas the Rambam holds that it's all in Isra Machshava, so the Rambam is not going to import halachos from Gezel to Los Achmod. They're two separate halachos altogether.
So is essentially Yeshua Maisa for him?
For the Rambam?
For the Ravid?
For the Ravid, yes. Essentially a Lav Sheyeshba Maisa, because essentially it's a Lav to Gezel. We also have another machlokas in the Rambam and Ravid about Rotzani. Right? So the Ravid says that you don't violate Los Achmod if the person comes along and says Rotzani.
Is there a difference between Los Achmod and Los Achmod?
I mean, are there cases where you violate one without the other? I don't know, is it pure lokmei lebishnei lavin? Maybe. Right, because the Rabbi thinks you don't violate lo sachmod when you say rotzani. The Rambam says you do. So again, this is l'shitasam. According to the Rabbi, that's nisar gazel. So of course, if the guy says, I'm totally fine with the mechira, so you're not going to violate lo sachmod. According to the Rambam, that's all tali b'machshava. So the chimur itself was problematic. So I don't care that he now is now misratza. So what's going to be a very important nafkemina? Are we going to say that lo sachmod could create a psul edos? If lo sachmod is a shame gezel and it's an iser gzela, so just like a gazlan is pasul edos, hu adinami that a chamdin is going to be pasul edos. But if you say it's just an iser machshav and hilchos deos, right? So then someone who violates lo sisna sechicha bilvecha is not going to be pasul edos. So here already you have machlokes in Tosos. Tosos in Sanhedrin in the second daya, lafchafhem base. Holds that there's a psul do raisa of lo sachmod. Tosas in Bava Kama argues and thinks that there's no iser, there's no psul edus for lo sachmod. So again, so we explain that this is all totally on our question. If lo sachmod is an iser gezel, it's going to create a psul edus. If it's just an iser of hilchos deos, it's not going to create a psul edus. So Ram Lashitasa and Parakid Allah Dalit of Hikos Aidas Paskins that a chamsin is only pasul midivrayim. So the Kesef Mishnah there asks, I don't understand. How could you say he's pasul midivrayim? A chamsin who steals and pays back bedamim. So the Ramam Paskins that's of Isser Doraisa of Los Achmod. So ask the Kesef Mishnah, why don't you say that there's a psul Aidas Doraisa? Why is a chamsin only pasul midarbanon? So the Kesef Mishnah says, Pile Ployim. Maybe the Raman Paskin's like Tosos, that Afilu, that you only violate Lo Sachmod, with Lo Yayiv Dami. And that's why Chamsin's only possible Mijabana. How could that be? That's so sir what the Rambam says in Hilchos Gzela Perikali.
What was that? That was
the Kesef Mishnah? That's the Kesef Mishnah. The Kesef Mishnah makes the point that how could it be? There should be a Psul Daraisa because of Lo Sachmod. And the Lechem Mishnah asks, what do you mean? The Rambam himself paskin. And the Kesef Mishnah answers that maybe the Rambam holds that Lo Sachmod is only B'dilo Yayiv Dami, like Zela. So in which case, Chamsin's only Pasul Jabbanon because there's no Isser device of Lo Sachmod. And the Lechem Mishnah says, how could that be? The Rambam paskins in Perek Alef Lechus Kzela Yivayla Lo Sachmod Del Raisa even B'di Yayiv Dami. Against Tosos. Against Tosos in Bamitzia. So how could the Rambam paskin? So how could you tell me that for the Rambam, Lo Sachmod is only B'dilo Yayiv Dami? So we explained according to our approach very nicely. According to the Rambam, there are only two ways that you can become Pasul Le'edos. Either you're violating a Lav Sheyesh Bo Malkus, as the Rambam says in Perek Yud, I believe of Hilchos Edos, or if you're violating an Isser Gezel. Nisr Gezel de Chamas. Sul Shal Mamon, the Rambam says. So according to what we explain, everything works out nicely. There's no Malkis according to the Rambam for Lo Sachmo, because fundamentally it's a Lav Shem B'maisa, it's an Isr Machshava. And it's not an Isr Gezel, it's not an Isr Mamon. It's an Isr that happens to be executed al Yidei Mamon. But al Pi Din, it's not an Isr Gzela, it's not an Isr Shal Mamon, it's not an Isr de Chamas. And in Mela, there's not going to be a Psul Edus Doraisa B'chlal for Lo Sachmo, even though you're violating the Lav Doraisa. The Kesef Mishnah said, "How could the Rambam? Why is the Rambam paskin that the Psul Chamsin is only Drabanan?
Right.
You're violating Lo Sachmod Doraisa." So he answers that the Rambam holds like Tosos. So you only violate Lo Sachmod B'dlo Yayiv Dami. So Chamsin is Yayiv Dami. That's what the Kesef Mishnah suggests for the Rambam.
How does that help?
Because then a Chamsin is not violating the Lav Doraisa of Lo Sachmod.
Oh, the Rambam says a Chamsin is...
Correct. A Chamsin is Pasul Midrabanan.
Peter, figure out Yishuv Gas Mishnah?
What?
You figure out Yishuv Gas Mishnah?
What's he saying, Bichlal?
Yeah.
It's very strange, right?
Yeah, very strange. It's just, like, what happened?
Yeah, what do you forget?
Right.
I don't know.
Why?
I'm with the Lechem Mishnah
here.
I don't hear that. I'm with the Lechem Mishnah.
Wow.
I mean, that's how we quoted B'Shem the Magi Mishnah. I think we quoted B'Shem the Magi Mishnah.
Why?
I'm sure.
Which?
Maybe it's weird? No, I have it as the Magi Mishnah.
Well,
Kesem Mishnah, Lechem
Mishnah.
No?
Magi
Mishnah?
I don't know what.
Kesem Mishnah?
What else would give the answer is like Tosfos?
Yeah.
That's Kesem Mishnah, yeah.
I don't know, what do you want? What do you say?
I have no idea.
Anybody have a Yishuv for the Kesef Mishnah? How could you just forget the Rambam Parakah of Luchas Gzela?
We thought it was all talking Darabanan.
Different gears.
We thought it was talking Darabanan.
In,
Gzela.
Doesn't sound that way.
You asked for a Yishuv.
Might as well strike out the Gersa. No, Victor, you have a Yishuv?
Doesn't the Kesef Mishnah talk about changing the Gersas?
Here? No, I don't think so.
In general.
Sometimes, yeah, maybe sometimes change the gears. What are you saying? Stuck it out. What?
Who talks about changing the gears always here?
This is the problem, this one. So the Magid Mishnah has a very nice Hezber Vidasa Rambam in Perk Aleph of Hilchos Gzeila. And he comes halfway to saying the pshat that we were suggesting in Shir. So what does the Magid Mishnah say? Do you remember? How could he come halfway to saying the pshat we said in Shir?
Say
there's no chatzis shir b'mitzvos.
Your father said he went halfway, but he totally didn't go the whole way.
If you read a little bit, kind of
good. He went halfway, but he totally didn't
go the whole way.
What about schar halitza?
Maybe that's the pshat. There's no chatzis shir in mitzvos.
I don't.
So what's the nice? The Magid Mishnah says, yeah, the Rambam and the Rav are l'shitaso on 2 points. On the point, the Rambam paskins the lav that's not nitak lase, it's not nitam leishavon, and the Rambam paskins it's a lav sheim bo maisa. The Ravid paskins it's a lav sheyesh bo maisa, and it's nitam leishavon. Sorry. Rambam and Ravid are l'shitasim on the point of whether it's nitam leishavon and rotsani. And remember, Ravid paskins that you don't violate losachon b'dama rotsani. And Rambam says that you violate losachmod even with amar rotsani. Because what do you care that he acquiesced in the end of the day? We care about your chimud. So the Magid Mishnah suggested that according to the Rambam that you violate even with amar rotsani. Havadas Rabbeinu she'iser ach b'rotzon hamocher hu v'alkein kasav she'ein bo maisa l'fi she'netila sachifet b'rotzon hamocher hu nasa. If I hold that it's Biraton Hamocher, then of course the Lekicha itself can't be a Maisa Avera. Because it was taken Beheter. But according to the Ravid, that it was taken Shelo Biraton Hamocher, then Avada there's going to be a Chiyav Hashava. And according to the Rambam, that it was taken Biratzon Hamocher. So of course there's no Chiyuv Hashava, because he gave me Rishos to have it. V'lekach lo nosan tam l'fi shehu chai v'hachtir ha-chepetz shekivin shebratzon hamocher nasa ein kan Chiyuv Hashava. Pashut according to the Rambam, there's no Chiyuv Hashava, because he took it Biratzon Hamocher. So comes the Michas Chinuch, and he asks the obvious question. If it's true for the Rambam, it's only considered a lav she'en bo maisa, and a lav that's not nita klase in a case of amarotzani. Wait a second. You still violate losachmod in a case of lo amarotzani, where it's nitan lehishavon. So shouldn't it become a lav she'esh bo maisa in that case? Shouldn't you get malchus for losachmod in the particular case where he didn't say rotzani? Because then there's a maisa and there's a chiyav hashava.
This is only
within
the
Rambam.
In
the Magid Mishnah's understanding of the Rambam.
The Rebbe's understanding, no problem.
Yeah.
So we're going to go through, you should know there's a classic Brisker, like more modern Brisker Masorah, like the Minchas Chinuch deals with like 20 issues in every sugya. like all these like crazy cases of like, oh, Pachas Jarputa, Akum, and like he has like all these like nafkaminas, and like it's like go through all the Menachas Chinuch's questions, and you see like, oh, he has this question, he has this question, he has this couple, and you could say, oh, all his questions are because he totally misunderstood the pshat in the sugya. You'll see. You'll see a lot of the Rav stuff. A lot of the Rav stuff is like, yeah, Menachas Chinuch is this, no, but no, it's really that. So there's a lot of us like working off like what the Menachas Chinuch is saying and then saying a different pshat. What?
Isaac had a very good point.
What?
Your father.
No, I said my father. The Rav does it also a lot. Rav Lichtenstein does it. I don't know. Yoel says that Rav Barrel does it also.
Why should
it
make a difference that there are cases of the Rav that are not Rotan?
What?
Why?
Because the Magen Mishnah's point is only a Lav She'im Bo Maisa in a case where he says Rotani. Because then the Lekicha itself is not the Aveira because he's masking to what you're doing. So then it's a lav shein bo maisa. But when he says, no, and you take it anyway, so you're still violating losach mode. So according to what we said, it's pasha, that according to the Rambam, right, it doesn't matter that there are some cases where like the maisa becomes more important or the maisa is problematic. Al pidin, the whole isra of losach mode is nisra machshava. Menachas Chinuch has another nafkamina. What if nisra hachefetz? What if the chayfetz gets burnt after you take it? So according to the Ravid, right?
Why you can't give value
in which case? Rotani? In the case of Rotani,
okay,
so I agree. So I don't know.
Yeah,
there's nothing to talk about Hashava. So lots of times, so in the case of burnt.
Yeah.
Nisra. Oh. So the Magen Mishnah, so the Menachas Chinuch prefers you to Machlokas and Ram and the Ravid. In the case of somebody who goes and takes a mashkon for his alva, so the thing that only Bezdin is allowed to be goveh from a mashkon. So Malva himself, I'm not allowed to be yoreid into Kevin's or Shus and say you owe me money and take a mashkon on my own volition. That's a lav. Okay.
Yes,
so let's say I go ahead and I do it. I violate the lav, and then the mashkon gets destroyed.
Is it not comparable to Zeva?
To Los Achmo. Because maybe in Gzela you could say that the Isser is taking the object, so you could, is the Isser Gezel Mammon, you could
really
return the Mammon.
Because Mashkon is, I don't plan on keeping it. This is, I'm taking it.
Menachas Chinuch compares it to Mashkon. But it's actually a convincing analogy, because his point is that the Rambam there says if it gets burnt, so you get Malchus because it's not Nitan Li Shavon. You can't get back the value. Or, no. Even if, the way that Menachas Chinuch explains it, even if you get back the value, so you haven't compensated for the lav. Because what's the lav? The lav isn't don't steal. The lav is don't take a mashkon from somebody who owes you money. So by compensating him bedamin, you're not compensating for the lav. Right? I have to give back the mashkon that I took, and then I was metaking the lav of don't low of the hex, or then the nitakase vehechser yasa avot. I return the collateral. But stam, returning the value isn't vehechser yasa avot. What?
Why don't we look at?
So the issue is if the Rambam over there, acknowledges that Benisraf Achetetz, so you're going to get Malkis because not Nitam Nishavon anymore, then who Adin Hacha by Los Achmod? If the object is destroyed, in a case, again, let's say a case of Lo Amarotani, so it's a Lav Shiyesh Bo Maisa, so it's not Nitam Nishavon in this case. Because Nisraf Achetetz. Right? So it's a little bit against his assumption that you'll see the Menachas Chinuch keeps going back and forth on saying it's like Gezel Gomor. Here he says.
But also, can we just say like,
what?
Yeah, we haven't shared a while ago, I don't remember anything about it, that the Rambam looks at everything as just value. So it's just value. Why do I care about the bang?
No, but I'm saying it depends on the Isser. For Shnayim Ochsin. I'm saying that's the Menachas Chinuch's point. The Menachas Chinuch's point is that even if in general by Gzela, I'm the kind of Veheshev that's like Gzela just by value. Right? The object gets destroyed, it gets still, you know, Veheshev through the Shavios. But he thinks by Veheshev as the Ovud, where it's not like an Isser Gzela, it's a din that I have to return the object. So he's saying there the Rambam acknowledges that Benishraf Yechayev Malkis, Losachmur is Mamish Doma to Veheshev as the Ovud. Because he's saying, even if it's not Gzela Mamish, it's still quasi Gzela, like taking an object from his or Shus. He's saying it should be Mamish Domet to that case.
But you could say losachos din amal. Like you don't. How do you? Because the pasuk says that you shouldn't want base for that. Because that where he's getting it from. Or how does he know that it's given an object?
What?
How do you know losachos din an object as opposed to money?
That's the assumption of the. I don't know if I have it on. V'das Rabbeinu she'inzeh lav she'nitam l'tashlumin. He's talking about the v'heshev esalot. Sharei lo osra ha'torah machmas hafgas mamon chavero. Sharei not lo b'chovo. Alexeris ha'kosuv hu shelo lasos din la'atzma. V'zeh lo shayach tashlumin. Rakim hu be'en. Alexeris ha'kosuv d'yeshev. V'havu lo avanita klase. V'lecha d'nishach lo ki ma'ase. Lo avanita klase. Im kein hachanami. Im lokach me'chavero chetef bakarcho. From losachmor. Lo amarotani, but who knows in kol adamim? Im kein ein machlekosam bidamim klal. Rak zeres hakosuv da Torah asur hachimud.
Right,
so how does the mechaz chinuch which he taught of saying it? No, I'm saying how it stems is zela. Im kein shachepetz be'en havei nita klase. But shnis shachepetz lo kiem asay rak tashlumov. It's a problem. Umadu asasam de'im lokim b'shaminim. Divrei Rambam sosrim l'din d'sham v'chule. So he thinks it's a problematic. But according to what we're saying, right, even if you have nafkaminos where you're going to have nitan, at least he says it's about taking. You know, so according to what we're saying, it's all about an isra machshava. Right, so even if you have nafkaminos where it's lav sheyesh b'maisa and it's not nitan leishavon, so you're still going to say that there's no machis. Whereas the mechaschina fundamentally thinks at least it's in the category of gzela, even if it's a variation. So anytime you create a hechatimtzi where it's not nitan leishavon and there's a maisa, he's going to say your malchus. And he keeps asking, how can the Rambam sasam and the Rambam just stam as I said? There's no malchus. I could create cases where there is.
The Rambam would also probably think that there's never a case of nitan of nita glase.
Absolutely. That's what we're saying. That's the Rambam's argument, right? The Ravid says it's nitan lishavon because it's like zela. We're saying for the Rambam it's never alpid in nita glase.
No, so why can't it be?
Because not necessarily zela. Absolutely. Absolutely. That's another nafkimino where.
Why can't we say that the returning of the object? Showing the reversal of my obsession.
Is it?
Why not? I'm showing that I'm willing to give this back.
Is that going back on an obsession?
That's a good point.
God, what do you think? To give back an object is because I'm an obsession. What?
Say it away.
I don't think so. I wouldn't think so. Right? Oh. Menachas Chinuch also wants to know, what about Mitzvah Baba Aveira? He says the Rishonim in Sukkah, in the Mar Sukkah, talk about Sukkah Baba Aveira. So let's say I walk into someone's Sukkah, I force them out of there, and I eat there. So am I Mekayim Mitzvah Sukkah? So the Gemara says yes.
What's the issue?
Zelo. Stealing. So Minchas Chinuch says, "Vatam de lo have a sukkah gzula, the karka in an exelus of a shusay de marakaima." Right, karka in an exelus. So even if I force somebody out of his sukkah, so the sukkah al pi din is still in his rishus. Memela, there was no gezel. Memela, there's no mitzvah baba avera. So I asked the Minchas Chinuch, I don't understand. If I force somebody to sell me their sukkah, and they sell it to me. So according to the Rambam, that's losach mode. Mm-hmm. So I could create a chitimtzis with this mitzvah baba avera of a sukkah. And I shouldn't be mekayim my mitzvah through sitting in the guy's sukkah.
Maybe you are.
So he doesn't think it's possible.
But the thing to say losach mode is,
but there's no way to grow it.
So the thing to say losach mode is when you don't give money. Is it also when you give money?
I think for the Rambam, even b'diyah I've done.
What I'm saying is, according to those who say that even when you give money, it's losachmod. When you don't give money, does anyone say that it's not losachmod? It's only gazela?
I don't think so.
So then forget about a case where you wanted to say any case where you steal the karka.
Because karka ain't exelus.
But if you still took it, you're still violating losachmod.
You could say that just
Didn't we say that at one point in Shir about like saying why didn't Tosos answer? Why do you say
Lovelav, Shneilav,
and...
Tosas in Sanach Aleph.
Yeah, I mean,
that's one of his questions. That's one of his questions. No, so the reason is, they answer... I guess you could say Nechanami. Unless you say that it's Einu Bershuso Klau.
In which case, if it doesn't work for...
I might say that if it was sachmud, so I might say since the sukkah is not in my rishus, then maybe there's no mitzvah la avera. Like stam, a case where I didn't get anything out of it. I don't know. He asked it this way. That's the Rambam. Kan de mekach kayim im kein vada he bershusa de have shalom name shlo yatsa machma says about avera he bershusa. So the minchas chinuch answer is just a pshat in mitzvah la avera. That because if you do the avera before the kinyan, a lot of Rishonim think that you're still mekayim the mitzvah. It's not considered mitzvah avera unless the kinyan and avera vas achas. So mele you're kayim. I think the way we explained in here that maybe lo sachno is not relevant to the whole category of mitzvah avera. Because if the mitzvah avera is what's giving you the bailus over, if the avera is what's giving you the bailus over the chayfets, then fine. I can understand how it's a mitzvah avera. But here, right, it's true that I violated an avera in attaining the sukkah. But the chetta that's acquired is never relevant to the iser machshava. So this is on me. Lo sachmud. It's not that the sukkah now has a din of a sukkah shel chimud. Maybe it does, that's chimud mitzvah. But not because of the chimud shel avera. Right, so maybe the whole category of mitzvah avera isn't shayach to lo sachmud. Minchas chinuch also has a din about pach... Pachas mishar puta.
Is that letting
it be? No.
I don't think so.
Let's say you have lo sachmud on pachas mishar puta. Is that an iser? So he goes back and forth. And he says, oh, maybe according to the Rambam, there's an Isra of Lo Sachmon and Pachas Mishar Pruta, but there's no Chiv HaShava. Let's say I get Shava Pruta in the case of Rotzani. Sorry, in the case of Lo Amar Rotzani. Oh, so Minchas Chinuch's point is that if it's a case of Lo Amar Rotzani, there is a Chiyav HaShava. Says according to the Rambam, maybe we should get Malkus in the case of Pachas Mishava Pruta, because there's an Isser Lo Sachmod, but there can never be a Chiyav HaShava on Pachas Mishava Pruta. So if there's no Chiyav HaShava on Pachas Mishava Pruta, you should get Malkus again. So once again, Kimosha Biyarnu. Right? If it's not an Isser Gzela, it's not Taloyan, a Shava Befal, so there's not going to be a problem. We also pointed out that maybe the whole Shiloh of Shava Pruta for us is a different question. For us, it's a question of, well, is this a problem in my chimud? But maybe the isra chimud is tamta if it's a real, if it's a substantial chimud. I want something of stature. But even pachas mishavar puta, maybe the Torah is not going to legislate that I can want something of pachas mishavar puta, shalach avera. So maybe first of all, question of shavar puta is a question in the shir and chimud, not just a tnai in whether it's roi la shavar or shein mama. Yeah, Minchas Chinuch also has a good question. If you say like this Magen Mishnah, that's all technically whether it's Roy LaShava, you have an important Nafkemina by Eishas Chavero. Well, Sachmud, after all, does apply to Eishas Chavero. So how do you ever have the Pashas, you're not going to have Rotzani in cases of Eishas Chavero. Right? And how are you ever going to have Nitan LeHishavon in the case of Eishas Chavero? Right, so clearly you can't take the technical approach when it comes to Isha. So there he just leaves it with Tzarachim. Like, this whole Pshat Ram doesn't make any sense. That's another important nafkamina for the Minchas
Chinuch. Do we have any answer for that? That's like pretty fundamental.
Well, for us, right, it's not a kasha. Because for us, you never ever, even if you do it Alidei Maisa, and even if it's Nitan Hishavon, right, it's not going to be a lav sheyesh bo malchus, because the machshava per se is the iser, not the maisa, and nitam lishavon is never going to be a p'tur.
So
for the ravid, who says that there's no malchus nitam lishavon, probably have a question. I guess how is that nitam lishavon?
Does he think it has to be nitam lishavon?
That would just be ishus ish, so you wouldn't get malchus.
He thinks you should get malchus for every bia.
But don't we have other violations for the bia, such as like, wouldn't we have concepts of?
We
do his lash. Vehine gam beishas chaver shayach alav kimivur batorah.
Maybe force it through force it.
Vehine ladas harambam kan gam im hitzir bechaver vegirsha uvevade haya al yedei she amar hamigarish rotzani.
What's the case?
I say I really want to marry your wife. And the guy's like, okay, great. Here's the get. And then you marry her. V'lacha achar kach over al halav. So there's no bia asura leishasish. But yet, you violate the avlos achmor. Ach lo shaykh atam shel Rambam de'im bo maisa. De'im lecha maisa gadol mizeh. The Efshar Chayiv al Kol Bia Ubia.
You said we had a question for, within our pshat still for the Ravid.
So for the Ravid who says there's no Malkus because Nitam Lishavon, how is the Isha Nitam Lishavon?
You wouldn't have Malkus just because it's Isha's Ish.
It's he can't be Master Gushal.
For the Ravid it would be Isha's Ish. For the Ravid it would be Isha's Ish. And then therefore you don't have an issue of Malkus.
Because Leah Marotani.
Right.
He's just saying, good, according to the Ravid, good to take her b'Yisrael Eishes Ish, but you're still violating the Sachmor edition. Im kein lo shaykh nitan lehi shavon ube prata asra al baila. Im kein yesh b'maisa v'gam lo shaykh nitan lehi shavon v'nitan tashlimin. Im kein amai lo mishkachas lo malchis b'lav hazeh. V'eini motzei derech shehi ober al eishes re'eyu b'lo sachmod v'lo yiye bo malchis. There's not even a hecha timtzi where you could violate lo sachmod b'eish re'eyu and not be chayav malchis. Ki lo shaykh lo ein bo maisa v'gam lo shaykh nitan lehi shavon b'im lo harambam b'im lo haravid.
You force him to divorce her and you don't marry her. You force him to divorce his wife and you never marry her. That's a problem. That's your little sachmod.
Are you violating the sachmod?
Yeah, just like if you force him to sell you something, you don't have to use the thing that you buy.
You have to buy it.
You're forcing to be mafkir, or you're violating
what's
back one?
We definitely
don't
over
the
Ravid
that
wrote
Zani
automatically makes it okay.
The Ravid thinks that wrote Zani makes it a
Mashira.
In general, how do they understand
the when the Ravid says that wrote Zani means, you know, that it's no longer Lo Sachmor, is that just because Stam, once the guy says wrote Zani, it's not Lo Sachmor? I thought it did in Talua Vizavin and...
No, the Ravid thinks it's a Shir in... yeah, it's not Lo Sachmor once it's for Shuso.
In general, what's Lo Sachmor mode?
The Ravid, it's a Hagdara.
Yeah, it's not Lo Sachmor
once he says Rotzani.
Once the guy says Rotzani. But if the guy is Mocher without saying Rotzani,
Lo Sachmor.
It's Lo Sachmor.
Right.
I'm saying, but the Rotzani could be, meaning, by ages, if you get the guy to divorce his wife, it still might be Lo Sachmor for the Ravid. Because the Ravid, I mean, when the Ravid says that Rotzani gets you out of Lo Sachmor, it could be for one of two reasons. It could be because now it's no longer Shalom and he was Mocha,
yeah,
right?
But that is your desire.
But the Kenyan works even without Rotzani.
That's what y'all was asking.
He can't sell you his wife. You go and divorce her and then you marry.
Kadosh Baruch was made on Klai Yisrael. There are no such people like that.
Right. You can't pass over that.
Rotzani might get you out of it dafka by Mechira, because we consider Rotzani by Mechira as if it was a stama by, you know,
maybe it sounds like it's a shear in the chima. It sounds like it's a shear in the gzela. Alright, so all right.
And
minchas chinuch is with
base,
me.
Base.
So he said one other nafkin, another important nafkin on the minchas chinuch is iyavid lo mahani. So it's a very famous machlokas between Rav and Abaya and Tmura. Kol iser she'asra Torah. Torah says don't do it. So do you say Yavid Mahani or Yavid Lo Mahani? Right? The Torah says don't steal, and then you steal. So is there a Kenyan Gezela from the stealing? Or you say once the Torah told you not to steal, so your stealing is ineffective. There's no chalos to what happens. That's like a kind of a, that's like a nice, first of all, some people think of the inclusion toast in B'chai B'lavin.
Yeah, that's only going to be
Akiva. Right. But I'm saying you have those concepts. Right, you have those concepts though. Like, yeah. Tfisas Kedushin is not Chal on someone who's in Isser Erba or Chivik Risos, Chivilavin, right? So that's a good example where when Torah says also there's no Chalos. So Gemara and Yuma goes to like a couple, like Gemara and Tamura goes to a couple nafkaminas. Always, oh, it's an exception because of Gzeiros HaKasuv. Like Gzeiros is good to work anyway. Right? Special Gzeiros HaKasuv. So the Magen Mishnah has a kasha on the Rambam that if you pass Kini Yavid Lo Mahani, then how is the Mechira Chal B'damar Rotsani? Sigizunt. How is the Mechira Chal when you say Rotsani? You're violating Lo Sachmor, and the Torah says Yavid Lo Mahani. So the Menachas Chinuch said, I don't think it's a kasha at all. Why is it not a kasha? So he quotes this tshuva of the Panim Yeros, who says that you don't say Yavid Lo Mahani when it's a knas to the innocent party. So in the case of Amar Rotzani, so it's a knas to the
Mocha.
Why
is it knas to Mocha?
Wants to sell it.
No, he wants to sell it. If he had the option of not being put in the position where he was forced to sell it, or...
MK and Hachinami. See, I don't know why I feel like I'm going to solve all these questions by reading it in Menachas Chinuch. It's never challenging my... that Menachas Chinuch says it. MK and Hachinami. Kan avid halukecha iser lo amocher. Vamocher nisratze. MK and Efshar. Ata rotze belev shalim. MK and Iyam rinan lo mahani. Ye knas le mocher gamkein. Shlotehe amechira kayemes. Vemes rotze ata. Then Cain, yeah, knas la mocher gam Cain. Who lo avid isura? Al Cain, I'm a chira kayemes. And he come up from avar blosach.
You got MS rotsa?
Yeah. His mom is rotsa.
He's like hanging from the tree. And the other one says, you would obviously have the MS rotsa.
Yeah. Came around. Right? So that's the way Menachas Chinuch tried to answer the kash of the Magen Mishnah. But in Shir, I think we were suggesting that the whole category of Avad Lomahani isn't relevant to an Isra Machshava. Because the Isra here isn't on the Mekachu Memkar, that's not what, just like we said that it's Ayidei Maisa, but it's a Lav Sheimbo Maisa. So Hagam, that there was an Isra Machshava involved in the transaction, but it's not that the transaction is going to be Batel just because there was an Isra Gavra on the person who was violating it. Like, put differently, it's not like a Kiddushin Ba'arayos, where the Kiddushin is not Chal because it's a bad Kiddushin. The mice over here is fine. It's B'damar Rotzani. What's wrong is an Isra Machshav, an Hilchos Deos issue. So when the Isser is not Shayach to the mice, we're not going to say Yavid Lo Mahani. So those are many of the Nafkaminas that we brought from the Menachas Chinuch, where he holds, he clearly has one perception. This technical approach to the Magen Mishnah, it's Tali Befoel, is there a mice? It's Tali Befoel, is the Nitam Mahashava? And we're saying that no, it doesn't ever depend on whether it's Nitam Mishava and whether it is a Maisa, it depends on the Hagdara of the Avera, and Al Pidin it's Mufka from all of these categories. So we just pointed out a couple of ha'aros on the relationship between psul shvua and the psul mamon. So the Gemara at the end of our sugi, the Gemara on the end of the or the Gemara in the context of losachmud said that losachmud lo dami mashmu leinchi. Right, and therefore the person is not considered chashiv l'shvua. So how far do we take that Gemara? Is that Gemara a so you saw machukas we shown him whether or not this is. What's important is what's mashmal inchi, or what's important is the hagdara of the actual avera. Again, for tosos, it's a hagdara on the actual ma'is avera. You're not violating losachmud. But for the Rambam, right, that you're violating the avera, so it's clear that the mashmal inchi is totally on what people, the perception of the avera. Do people think that they're doing something criminal? So how far do we extend this? Do we say this is a din in Hilchos Shavuos, that you're not considered chashuv inyan shavua? Well, we go so far as to say that even inyan edus, somebody who innocently commits an avera, b'shogeg, will still be kosher le'edus. So the Rambam in Hilchos Gzela in Parakim Alachat HaZayin. So I think that's the case of the Rambam Ravid, actually. By Avot. Anybody know off the top of their head? Hachotef mashkon miyad alove, it is. Shalobir shes bezin, hari zagazan. Afal pi shehu chayev lo. This is the case that the Minchas Chinuch was quoting as the analogy to Lo Sachmo. So if I go into Kevin's Roshus and I say he owes me money and he's not paying me back, so Alpidin only Bezdin could be Gove and Mashka. So if I go in, so I violate a law, and the Rambam says that I'm a Gazlan. But Beis Yosef wants to know, so am I also Pasul Eidos? Beis Yosef in Simon Amid Dalet of Katan Zion, we're not Pasul Eidos. Because I think it's okay for me to go and take back my money. Kevin owes me. That's the equivalent of below Dami Mashmulenshi. He owes me money, so why can't I just take it back? There's a Sifkatan in Shulchan Aruch that says that only Bezdin has the rights. But since it's low Mashmulenshi, it just says it doesn't matter. And therefore, he's still going to be kosher le'edos. You have a very parallel issue. Yes.
What's the mashmalenshi?
So saying halavai that something's written in the Torah.
No, I'm saying that the word mashmalenshi is they understood the word lo sachmo to mean something. What's here is not mashmalenshi, their perception of what the Torah is.
I hear, it's a different case. Isn't lo sachmo and avura in the Rambam that it's achila b'damim?
Is that when I said Rambam in their house?
What?
Is that when I said Rambam in their house?
Do you not? Maybe there are more people with Rambams in their house than Tanakh. There might be somebody like that in 1935 East Chester Road, apartment 4H. It's my apartment. No, I'm just kidding. Pass was shown. So that's, yeah, it's, I think that's a very problematic point, right? If it's Mefurish in the Torah, so how could you say that's Lomash Mahulainshi? But yeah, you see, it's totally on perception, according to Beis Yosef. So it's even bigger chiddush than our Gemara in Bava Metzia for two reasons. A, because it's an extension to Eidos, and B, because it's something that's mefurish in the Torah, isn't it? That's a good point. So the Pischei Tshuva, yes.
This is just talking about Pasul Eidos?
Yes.
So is it just talking that if it's a shogig, you're not Pasul Eidos in order to be... That's what matters, or what meaning you're doing it b'shogeg, meaning you didn't know that it was us. Or
it sounds like he's establishing as a general rule. Isaac, do you have the lashon of the Bedek HaBayis there? Yeah. Beis Yosef wrote after he finished his like first edition, so he put out like added ha'aros in the called the Bedek HaBayis. This isn't looking the Bedek HaBayis.
That's funny.
What?
Neighbors,
yeah. Loud.
Says
it. I guess people of the Mashmos is that people think it's mutter. So the Pischei Tshuva in Simon Lamed Daled, Sukkot and Tes Zayin, so he quotes Rabbi Kiva Eger, also in the Gilyonos Shulchan Aruch, who says that someone who's Gozel Akum is going to be Pasul Eidos. Because Gozel Akum is an Isser. So Rabbi Kiva Eger says, oh, I think it should really be mutter.
Didn't the Rambam mention a case like Shira?
I think it should not be Pasul Eidos.
Didn't the Rambam mention a case like Shira on Shabbos? People might not, or I forgot who was mentioned the case like, oh, tying it down on Shabbos. Is people might not know that it's necessarily Usher, and therefore, just because you have Edom that he did it, it's not necessarily a problem.
Rambam Yud Beis, though. I'll get to Rambam in a second. So Pischei Tshuva quotes the. So he quotes Machlokes Rabbi Kiveger, or Rabbi Kiveger thinks the Radbaz says that you're Pasul. Rabbi Kiveger says, I would say you're Mutter. But the Pischei Tshuva himself says, I found a different Tshuva of the Radbaz, where he says that Gezel Akum does not Pasul Yuleidus, because Blo Dami Mashmul Enchi. An equivalent of Blo Dami Mashmul Enchi. People think it's okay. Right? Have a washing hand. The Gilion Shulchan Aruch the Hagon Rabbi Kiva Eger Nechta Bitzido V'gon Imam Bab Nachri Kasav Haradvaz the Pasul Min HaTorah Eli Nireh LaHakshir the Lo Mashma LeInshi the Aser V'chein Roy Ladan Arkan Lashono. So Kiva Eger thinks it's totally fine because people don't know it's Aser. Ani Matasi Sharadvaz Masa Kain LaHakshir Mitamze Kol Shelo Hasur Bo Tchila Bo Diu Sheyufsulu LeEdos Mach Masa. Yeah. Anytime you don't have asra b'feirus that you be pasul le'edos, seems like you're not going to be pasul. That's a huge extension of lo dami mashmahu le'enshi. The Rambam in the beginning of Parak Yud-Bez of Hilchos Edos, this is what Yosef was, I think, just suggesting. And the Rambam begins with these qualifications. Kol ha'nifsal ba'aveir o hiyidul av shnei edin shenasa aveir plonis af bishul ha'asrigo tarayin aloka areza pasul le'edos. Seems to say mefurish that it has to be something that's pashat yisro and everybody knows it's aser. So we just pointed out, where does Ram get this from? So you have machlokes in the Nosei Kelim here. The Kesef Mishnah says, that's from the case of these Kovrim who are burying somebody on Yom Tov, and we didn't pass the Machlokes in the Gemara whether to passel them. Maybe they should still be kosher because they don't know that this is a problem. Gemara and Sanhedrin, that's the grave diggers union. Come on. So maybe she makes them because they don't know. But the Gra says, no, the Rambam's Makar is from our Sugya. If you don't know that it's Aser, so you're not going to be considered Pasul for that Iser. Kesef Mishnah says the Gemara in Sanhedrin. The Gra says it comes from our Gemara. So we pointed out in Shir, why is the Kesef Mishnah hesitant to bring our Gemara as a Raya? Our Gemara is Mefurish. You're not Chashid al Shvua because you think that Losachim is Rodami Mashma Lulinshi. So he suggested maybe. So he suggested maybe he learned that the psul in our Gemara is only, or the heter in our Gemara is only a heter for shvua. You're not considered chashul inyan shvua inyan zeh. But inyan edus, that's not gonna be a matter.
Yeah, not against
Yosef. Isn't that again to base Yosef? It's the bet of kabbayis.
Yeah.
Let's go there. I hear what you're saying. I mean, you could also say the Beis Yosef said it for other reasons. I think the Beis Yosef himself said he wanted to be the Rambam like Tosos as below dummy mashmalin, as below dummy in terms of the Hagdara of the Losach mode.
You mean the one that.
Right. But he thought that was the Pshat and the Rambam Nechaz Edus, maybe you can say it's all Talia on what you think from our Gemara. Right, but I'll call upon him. Yeah, it's definitely
so
against this Hezber and the Kesef Mishnah is against what we pointed out in the Bet Kabbayis to Beis Yosef.
How so?
Because the Beis Yosef was saying that I think that the Rambam's case of Veheshev Esa Avot, which is the Mefurish Torah pasuk in the Torah, is the Dami Mashma Lenshi. People don't know about it, so it's not going to pass to you ladies. And yet, so meaning he's bringing a raya from a Gemara of Shvuah for a Gemara Nevis, for a Din Nevis. We're explaining the reason why the Kesef Mishnah didn't want to bring the Raya from Gemara and Bar Metzia Daf Hey.
And the Rambam brought a, or
that was the Beis Yosef.
Beis Yosef brought proof from Shuas.
From Shuas that there's no psul for Edus, right? The Daf Rambam for that case of the Rambam,
okay.
And yet in the Kesef Mishnah we're explaining, this is Beis Yosef, we're explaining that he didn't want to bring the Gemara and Shavuot, the Gemara and Bava Metzia, because he didn't want to bring a Raya from Shavuot to Edus.
Perhaps he just wanted to bring a Raya from Edus in general. Maybe he could have brought one from Shavuot, but he said, hey, I have one from Edus.
Right, that's not the way we're explaining it.
But I'm saying
in a Hanami, you could say that it's Luravos. Maybe he thinks he has a better Raya. Right? Akopan on the Gra thought it was a better Raya than the Beis Yosef's Raya. We pointed out that there might also be a distinction between Eidos and Shavua in terms of what does it take to make you kosher again, Le'Eidos who is Shavua. Right? Someone who's kosher, someone who's violating an Aver, so you're not possible for your entire life. After you do Tshuva, so you can go back onto the stand. It's the Rambam, and it's Eidos and Mefurish, right? Once you do Tshuva, so you're kosher again.
Is it possible? I know it says, but is it possible that
you know nobody said it, and nobody says it.
I'm saying we said we didn't bring this up.
Oh, okay.
It's possible to say that if you're like possible leidos but not possible shvua, or the opposite or something like that, there could be different things that bump you. I mean, different redeeming.
Things, different things will be machshir you for.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Between leidos and shvua.
Yeah.
Yeah, very possible.
Which
one? Which one did I'm just
saying?
Yeah,
you should be. I said for sure.
What?
Except for sure.
For sure, so once you know.
It's true.
Each time I say you do tshuva, you're pushing for what? It is for sure.
The Rambam says once you do tshuva, you're kosher. Komish in the sky, Malkis, Bein Shasa, Tshuva, Bein Shalaka, Bebezdin, Choser, Lekashusa.
For when?
Haval Shar Psuli Eidu, Shein Psulin, Mishum Mamon, Shechamso, Shegaz, Afapisha, Shilmu, Tzrichin Tshuva. I'm talking about Eidos here. This is Rambam in Perek Yud Beis, Halacha Dalet of Eidos. Now the Rambam in Hilchos Toin, Perek Beis, also says that the same tshuva that's needed for Shavua qualifies for Eidos. Seems, if you read the Rambam in Toin, Perek Beis, Mashmali thinks it's the same criteria. Perek Beis, Halacha. Tests. Good. Le'olam kazeh don in the chashid ad sheyilka bebezdin. A chashid's pasul l'shvu until he gets malchus. Im hayu alav edim shalaka v'asa tshuva yachzer l'kashruso bein le'edos bein l'shvu. Or at least somebody who was a chashid on a shvu, so once he gets malchus, and you have edim that he got malchus, then he goes back to his kashrus, hein le'edos, hein l'shvu. Now again, Rambam Nichos Perek Yibbeis with Hilchos Eidos says that once you get malchus, so you go back to your kashrus. But if you're psul, machmas, mazon, machmas, gezel, and mamon, so not only it's not sufficient that you pay back, you also have to do tshuva gemura. Okay? That's Ram. So it's not sufficient to just pay up. The Ramah, in Simen Lamed Daled Sekon Chavtes, says that if you're not an inveterate gazlan, you're just gozel once or twice, so then even Alidei Tashlumin, you're considered to have done tshuva and you're kosher again. What? On the condition that there was no kfiya. If you're forced to do tshuva, if you're forced to pay Tashlumin, then you're not considered kosher. V'yesh omrim b'chol zeh, davka b'misha ragil ligzol b'lignala, misha ganav v'gazal b'akroi. You saw something that you wanted and you stole it. V'alma miyad shehichzir masha ganav v'gazal have tshuva. So the Ramah's Mefurish that basically if you're not an inveterate gazlan, so just giving it back is sufficient as long as there's no kfiya. So the Bach takes a step further, and the stuff Bach says even though you did kfiya, so you're still going to be considered kosher. So it goes crazy on him. And how could he say all you did kfiya, you're going to be kosher? And he brings a raya from Tosas in our sugya, Vahu Raya, where we say that or Tosas points out that even if he pays back, it's not considered a tashlumin. Or it's not considered tashlumin to machshir him again. Why? Because he's forced. And a tashlumin ayde kfiya is not chubamalia. That's not going to work. Laktus tries to malami tzchus on the Bach, and he says, oh, maybe the Bach learned this idea that kviya b'tashlumin works from kviya b'malkus. After all, every case of malkus is a case of kviya. And after pichin, we say that kviya b'malkus is machshirim. So we point out in Shira that the analogy here is very forced. By definition, malkus is going to be something that's imposed by Bezdin. And more than that, by definition, it can only be something that's imposed by Bezdin. Malkus outside the context of Bezdin doesn't have a shame malkus. That's how we explain. And so you can't say Tashlumin, which is not necessarily a din in Bezdin, it's a chuvas agavar to pay up. And so there are the two bills for him to pay off. And Malchus, so you can't say the Iker, for sure you can't say the Iker din Malchus is to do it on your own volition. And especially since the whole Shei Malchus is only Talui on Bezdin being Mechayev.
Is the adopted
Bezdin? Not necessarily. But usually it's Ayidei Bezdin. Like you can have a Shliach Bezdin being Kofi.
What I mean is that, is it through Bezdin?
It's usually authorized by Bezdin.
So like, if everyone knows I stole something, but like, you can't prove it, and everyone's pressuring me and everything, and I'm like, can't handle this, so I return it.
Is that considered
a...
I mean, if it's not, I mean, if Bezdin's not involved.
Right.
I mean, let's say somebody comes and like, beats you over the head.
Yeah.
Why not?
I can tell you a Tashlumen. I don't know, maybe it does have a din of, maybe it does have a din of Fiat.
Maybe not, if you compare it to
the Alright. But here there's already a Chiv, so it's a little more complicated. There's an outstanding Chiv, so you could say it's like Fiat, and it's more complicated. But either way, so the Ketos is saying that you can't, the Ketos is saying maybe the Bach learned this idea from Malchus. Right, but we're saying that no, Malchus is a special din in Bezdin. So that has to be Ayidei Kfiyas Bezdin. Tashlumin, maybe the whole Chiv of Tshuva is to do it on your own volition. Maybe it's not a good right. But we were saying, maybe for the Bach, maybe, what does the Bach do with the Gemara Nahu Raya? So we were saying that maybe the point there is that Dafka Ayidei Tashlumin is not going to be sufficient Inyan Shvua. But when it comes for the Hagdaros of Eidos, and maybe even a kfiya al yidei tashlumin al yidei kfiya would work lahachshir you against Tosos in our sugya with respect to Shavuot. So that would be another nafkamina where you're mechalik between the standards of Shavuot, of being kosher again with Shavuot and kosher again with Inyan Inyan Eidos. Good. So the next couple of shirim, Mir Sashem will be dealing with Gviya Shalom Bershus. So I assume that the next couple shiurim are not going to begin with talkful calling. But that's open to speculation. I think Lil Yeshana will be the next two shiurim at least. That's my supposition.